In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. This is B. Mitchell Finley. We're out west, Ashburn, Virginia. It is a big Wednesday with the Eagles coming to town. Lots to consider here. We are live at BigBear.ai Performance Center, home of the Commanders as they get ready for the Philadelphia Eagles. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
Not a lot, man. Did you watch Hard Knocks?
Nope, didn't watch it. I was doing something last night.
What'd you get into last night?
We had a little Christmas
special. Oh, that's right. How was it?
It was cool. It's cool. It's going to air, I think, right before Christmas. We were over at City Tap right there in One Loudon.
Cool.
Fun. It's fun.
I said this to you, I think privately. I thought the graphics for that were really cool. Like the Santa Claus, everybody had the hats
on.
Well,
London, I mean, you're going to see two guys dressed up as in their Christmas attire.
Well, you gave one of them away.
Well, yeah. I didn't say what he had on.
Okay.
And you probably know two people won't be dressed up like that.
I know you won't, and right. I know Tana won't.
Right.
Do you remember, dude, I was thinking about this because my kids were asking me, because I have to work the game Christmas, and they were asking if I was going to dress up for Christmas. And I was like, well, I have a Christmas tie I wear. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, really? Do you remember when and why I bought that tie? Because I'm guessing you got bullied into the same thing.
Mm-mm.
This was 21, maybe. This is back when we were all still at the cable station, when we had like the real pre and pro pregame, pro game, mm-hmm. postgame shows. And you remember Jordan Giorgio was the host.
Yeah.
And so the, at that time, football team probably was playing the Niners on Christmas Eve in San Fran.
All right.
And I got a call from Jordan the night before and was like, you better be wearing a Christmas tie.
Yeah, there was something red. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went.
I wore a red tie. Wasn't no Santa Claus on it.
I went and bought like a snowflake red tie,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
And I still have it. I remember, Doug, I went to the, what's the big, is it Union Square in San Francisco? Is that kind of that big shopping area? I want to say it was Union Square. I was like, Jordan called me yelling at me to get a red tie. And I, you know me, I was like, eh.
You know, we always knew you wanted to wear either blue or gray, so we figured we had to make sure you knew.
I like subtle tones, dude. As I wear a blue hoodie today, anybody watching a Monumental. I was like, oh, I'll just pop into this. There's a Macy's. Like, I looked on my phone. There's a Macy's like a block away. No problem. It was like the San Francisco Christmas Festival headquartered at Macy's. There were 8 million people in this area. And, you know, San Fran's got some wacky stuff going on.
Oh, very.
Doug, it was a lot going on.
Yeah, but San Fran is a different place, brother.
For Jordan, mostly so she would stop yelling at me. I went and bought a Christmas tie, and now I still have it.
There you go.
You can expect to see that.
You're good,
I guess,
now.
Next week. It's crazy. We have two games. Today's the 17th, and we have a game before Christmas and a game on Christmas.
Yeah, on Christmas Day.
So I watched Hard Knocks last night. I actually went to the Christmas pageant at my daughter's school last night, which was it was very cool. It was a lot of fun. And I think I've said this before. Shelby has now been at this school for 5 years, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, Ainsley's now in her third year. It's just a little school in our neighborhood. But the audio issues at the Christmas pageant, pretty well documented.
Mm-hmm.
There was, significant turnover this year at the school. New principal, new, like, head priest. Shout out to them. Audio was clean, baby.
It was clean?
It was clean.
All right.
I remember...
If you just go out there and plug the stuff in early, test it out, you'll probably get it clean. You know, Huey does it all the time.
So I remember, and this must have been like Shelby's first year at the school or something. We went to like the little school play.
Mm-hmm.
And the school only goes through eighth grade, so this is not like the most advanced production. You know what I mean?
But if you just go and try it out, you can find out everything working early.
You couldn't hear a thing. And I was like, I said to someone then, and this is a long time ago and there's been turnover, right? But I was like, listen, I can't fix that, but I can get somebody in here that'll fix that in 20 minutes. In my mind, I was like, I'll get Abernathy in here.
See,
look
problem,
at this thing whipped
problem,
into shape.
The thing of it, though, like, you know, you go into a school play. They've been talking about it for 2 months.
Right.
They show up probably right before it starts and plug everything up. As if, oh, yeah, it's just going to automatically work. How about a week or two prior to it, you start doing some tests?
Whatever.
So you know the day before, every damn thing works.
Whatever they did last night, it worked great. So mm-hmm. Shout out to them. It's crazy now, like, both my girls are tall for their grade,
mm-hmm.
So they're in the back row. And, like, watching them know the little dances and stuff. I mean, they're singing, like, Ainsley sang Away in a Manger,
mm-hmm.
And it was just, you have those moments where it's like, you know, you and I do a lot of different things, mm-hmm. and we're busy and whatever, and like every parent, every grandparent, every guardian, every person in mm-hmm. there is just like, no matter what, like I've gotten better at this with sports, especially like my, you know, Shelby's in fourth grade. Like, some of the sports is kind of advancing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't always just watch your kid playing sports. Like, you're watching the game unfold, how your kid kind of is part of it. But the Christmas pageant, everybody there is only watching their own kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then I got my phone out, and I'm videoing, and it's like, you know, I'm 20 rows back, and there's a tall, bald dude in front of me. Like, half of my video of my kid is just this bald dude's head. But it was a
that
fun.
That bald dude listening right now. So, what the hell, JP?
It was a really fun, nice night, and the school did a great job. So it was fun. And for me, kind of perfectly, we got home 8:15 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Get the girls to bed, and I'm sitting down ready to rock at like 10 of 9. Hard Knocks comes on at 9. And so, like I said last week, I put on like the previous week
mm-hmm.
episode because it leads right up into the new one. And damn if I don't turn the TV on right as Ertz is getting blasted in the knee.
Mm.
And I'm just like, gosh, let's move this forward, man.
Mm-hmm.
The Hard Knocks episode I thought was good. They showed Dan Quinn's speech to the team. I assume that was Monday after the Vikings loss. And, you know, I think DQ keeps his cool with the media pretty much exclusively, even after terrible losses. Like, he's not like, I've seen coaches kind of lash out. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think he understands that whatever happened is the team. Like, it's not the media's fault. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But he issued, I was pretty impressed by how he handled coming off the Vikings loss, saying we have to turn this around. And he said, I'm not bleeping asking, I'm telling.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that because it's like, he didn't scream, but he was certainly stern and a couple curse words in there. But, like, I'm not asking you guys, let's all get together and figure this out. I'm telling you we have to.
Yeah.
And I liked that tone of the message.
I think they all knew that immediately.
Agreed.
You know, if you got to be, you know, if I have to ask you, this, hey, look, can you all please try to, we got to turn this thing around. That's a problem. I think everybody knows, like, he's telling them because he's saying, some of you not going to be around if you can't get it done. Point blank.
Right.
You know, listen, bro, this is a cutthroat business. This is professional football. This is not Little League. It's not high school. And guys, and this is like, I have always said, I despise the fact that people want to bring everybody into the locker room so much. Because then you get the outside folks who don't have a damn clue about what that type of business, that interaction is.
Yeah.
Complaining about how somebody said something, this, that, and the other. There's a different way of speaking in NFL locker rooms. It's a different way of communicating when it comes down to coaches and players, and especially when things aren't going right. And I think everybody that doesn't have a clue of it, they screw things up because you get somebody who get a little here, so they hear something and they, oh, I can't believe they talk like that. Don't, if you're not in it, you shouldn't have to get all of it. Point blank. If you can't handle it, don't deal with it. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, man. And so the episode kind of unfolded, and they showed Jaden at the bike event, which I thought was really cool. And they got to talk to Jaden, the Hard Knocks cameras did, and he talked about the elbow then, and that was a week ago Monday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to talk to Jaden yesterday, and we'll get to the Jaden conversation. But, like, one thing I want to – between talking to Jaden yesterday, like, and I physically spoke to him, right? There were a bunch of reporters there, and I was one of them. And then hearing him talk at the Hard Knocks event, where I saw him at and spoke to him briefly. Like,
the bike event.
The bike event, yes. Sorry. The dude who called yesterday that thinks it's all BS that he's injured, I think he's injured. Between what he has said, what he said a week ago, what the coach has said, like, at some point we can drop our tinfoil hats and just kind of believe what is being said. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that later. But Hard Knocks not focus much at all on Jaden not playing against Philly. They kind of just turned it into like, okay, the team will rally around Marcus, or around New York, versus New York, rather. Mm-hmm. And it was one thing I thought was really interesting is we heard from Joe Witt. They still, I kind of want to go to commanders.com real quick and check something out. On the Hard Knocks, on the ID, so Joe Witt gave, was running a meeting for the defense. And Hard Knocks still ID'd him as D coordinator.
Yeah,
which I just found kind of interesting.
I don't see it interesting.
He's still D coordinator on the website.
Only thing that Dan did was say I'm going to call the plays.
Yeah,
he didn't say he's not out D coordinator anymore. I think the title of a person is odious. You know,
well, he's still D coordinator on the website.
Yeah, I mean, if you can, there are sometimes where the guy who's a D line coach, they call plays.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah. I think it was Witt, and it may have been like a D-line coach, but they were talking about Dart, and they're like, this dude runs like a running back. Hit him, take the ball. And it was cool to see that insight from the mm-hmm. coach's standpoint. Then they showed the Giants D-coordinator talking about Mariota mm-hmm. and how dangerous he is in space, and you've got to be ready on the backside. It was cool to see kind of the inside sports of it all. They also showed kind of the celebration when Terry McLaurin caught that touchdown pass. I really enjoyed that just because it was cool to see how much that pass and catch, like, it's a reminder what Terry means to this team.
Totally.
And I just – they got to play the Giants. It was a good episode. There wasn't a ton of, like, insight gleaned, I would say. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the scene in that Hard Knocks that stuck with me most, and you and I have talked about this, and, like, I don't at all resent people that are into autographs. Like, I'm not, but, like, I get there are people really into memorabilia mm-hmm. and all that. And, like, you get asked for autographs all the time. You're always, I've never seen you turn anything down.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But dude, this thing that stuck with me last night. So it's Hard Knocks of the NFC East. So it's not just Washington, right? I kind of felt bad for him. It was kind of funny in a way. They opened the episode kind of featuring Brandon Aubrey, the Cowboys kicker, and they had like a dinner with his wife and maybe the long snapper and the special teams coach, and talking about all of Aubrey's accomplishments, which are significant. But the game they set up the Aubrey feature for is when he missed two kicks. Yeah. And I don't think he does that very often. And then, like, the Cowboys lose to the Vikings. Yeah. It was just, like, one of those, oh, man, that's a tough break.
That's how it happens. That's real life.
But, dude, one thing that was cool is that both the Commanders-Giants game and the Eagles host of the Raiders, it was snowing for all of them. So it's cool to see the players kind of going through pregame with the snow and everything. But it was clearly
the players are still big kids.
Well, dude, you and I were in New York, and it was freezing. And I assume it was just as cold in Philadelphia. And at one point late in the game, you see A.J. Brown's on the sideline, and he looks up and sees this kid, and he pours a cup of hot chocolate for him. And he takes the hot chocolate over to this kid and hands it to him. And you know how the sidelines are. Like, he kind of has to reach up. The kid kind of has to reach over. Like, there's usually, like, a lot of equipment on the sides, and then there's, like, a pretty decent-sized wall, so it's not the easiest. A.J. Brown is handing hot chocolate to this boy, which is a pretty damn cool moment. And what I assume, I don't know, but I assume is the boy's father, rather than, like, saying thank you, maybe taking a picture of it, like, just being in that moment, my man's like, A.J., can you sign this? A.J., can you sign this? A.J., can you sign this? And I'm just like, one, players, I think, aren't allowed to sign during games. I don't think you're supposed to do that at all. Sure, he could if he wanted to.
It's not a problem against it. It's not a rule, but it just seems – game's still going on.
Right.
So probably not.
And enjoy the moment of, like, your kid – a star wide receiver is giving your kid a cup of hot chocolate.
When you
like,
really,
enjoy the moment, dude.
When you really look at sports and you look at the issues in sports, it's never a kid that's a problem. The damn adults, the parents, are the problem. They are the ones who are the most annoying SOBs in the world, okay? Some, it's like the kid is in awe, and they want it, and you're going to do it for them because if when you think about it when you were a kid. But that adult will step up and mess up the whole damn situation. It, that kid probably was freezing. AJ, like, let me get this kid some hot chocolate. And the daddy just, can you sign this for me? You know what I'm saying? Dude, back off sometimes. Allow the kid to have that moment.
Totally.
So they can later on in life be able to tell that. That kid going to probably be like, yeah, you know, I was about to have A.J. Brown handle some stuff. My daddy screwed up the whole damn
Right. I don't know. Landy, did you watch? I know you and I were texting. You liked, what was the D-line coach's name you liked?
Carl Hurt. I think he's the Commanders D-line, maybe the Eagles. It's a good name for a defensive line coach is what I'm thinking.
Clint Hurt. Yeah. Yeah, dude, that was a good one. He's the Eagles' D-line coach. That's a big fella, too. It was cool to see him share the moment with Brandon Graham coming back. One very minor subplot that I don't love, that they keep talking about how old Nick Sirianni is, like, mm-hmm. to the players, and Nick Sirianni and I are the same age. So I'm not thrilled by that.
Why?
I don't know. You always tell me not to feel old.
But I'm saying, why are you worried about you the same age as Nick Sirianni?
Because they keep saying how old he is.
They're saying he's
44. Therefore, I'm old.
They're basically saying he's closer to them, to their ages. He's 44. You start looking at some of these coaches, they're in the 60s, 70s.
That's true.
That's all it is.
Okay, I'll take that then. There was also a funny moment with the news of – I mean, it was big news. We talked about it last week when Phil Rivers – announces that that he's coming back. And so they got everybody's reaction to that from all four teams.
He's younger than y'all.
No, he's older. I think he's 45.
He's 44, I think.
All right. Well, hell, let me look it up. All right. So I'm going to find out. Nick Sirianni, certainly taller than I am. All right. Nick Sirianni is June to September is 4 months or 3 months? June's six, right?
Well, how about you just count it?
3 months.
Okay.
So Sirianni's 3 months older than I am. What about Mr. Rivers? Philip Rivers. He was in college when I was in college. I know that Phil Rivers never beat the Maryland Terrapins during his 4 years at NC State. I can tell you that much. Rivers is, damn, he's December of 81. So he's 3 months younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes Sirianni, me,
well, he should be. I
Phil
mean, he's
Rivers.
Still playing in the league. He should be younger than your old ass.
I suppose that's one way of looking at it. All in all, I thought it was like a fairly.
How many quarterbacks you think, like, just got out the league or started to throw the ball again?
Well, dude, it was funny. So, Josh Johnson, who's 39, mm-hmm. it was like Mariota and Josh Johnson kind of reacting to the Rivers news. And Johnson's older than Mariota, but how old do you think Marcus is? He's
Marcus, like,
in
30,
his 30s, 30, right?
35.
So, Marcus is 32.
32?
He just turned 32 on Halloween, basically. But those guys are watching that. Mm-hmm. Have you heard the Rivers thing? And you would know this, right? That I guess your NFLPA insurance and everything.
So, he got 5 more years.
Do you think at all that was a part of it?
Him coming back?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Okay, I didn't. People are like, oh, that must be why he did it.
Look, people always got some of the most – somebody, if you can still play and the team calls you and you're comfortable with them, you ain't going back for no damn insurance. You're going back because you feel that you can play.
He
– that might be a byproduct of what you're going to get from it, but he came back because he feel he can still ball.
He made over $240 million in his
career.
He
ain't worried about no damn insurance. And look, wherever he's working at right now, he got some insurance, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying?
I think when you're really rich – you just pay for insurance.
No, you don't want to just pay for it because it could take your money real quickly.
You think the high school he's at is his insurance? The high school football he's coaching?
The elementary school that Monica works at is better. The insurance is better than the damn NFL insurance.
But she's a full-time employee for Loudoun County.
Yeah.
I doubt Rivers is a full-time employee. I don't know how it works. I'll be honest.
He probably has insurance so damn that's good. He's been doing it for a while now. He's been out the league 5 years. His thing just ended.
Right.
It's just ending. So
he got a lot of kids too.
And look, when he goes back, I don't think it had nothing to do with it.
I tell you one flaw in the insurance system is you get the family rate, right? Like you got to pay more because you're married with kids.
Uh-huh.
But if Phil Rivers with 10 kids has to pay as much as my family does with 2 kids, that's a flaw. Damn it. Take that to Capitol Hill, Huey.
Oh, man.
When we come back, left hand up. I've been fascinated by this story, but I don't know anything about it, so it's a weird catch-22.
All right.
Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin sued NASCAR, and I think they won. I don't really know. Anything involving Michael Jordan has my interest. Denny Hamlin has my interest. Suing NASCAR has my interest. We're going to find out what the hell happened. Jordan Bianchi, senior motorsports writer from The Athletic, will join us next to tell us about the lawsuit. MJ.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.